This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. And the topic this week, the weather stressors on our ornamental plants this summer and how that might affect your management of those plants into the fall. Dennis Patton, he's the Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent, and as we've been discussing through the summer with some of your colleagues, keeping water to those plants has been highly important when you can, but it reaches a point for some homeowners where they just can't keep up, Dennis, and that invariably will then put certain trees and shrubs under duress, right?
You know, that is correct. It's all, I think when it comes to drought and dealing with it in your home landscape, it's all about setting priorities. What's going to be the plants that are going to stress the most under these dry conditions, and what are those plants that are going to be able to tolerate a little bit more of extreme conditions?
So categorize those for us, if you would.
Well, you know, the state of Kansas is the one that has no native conifer in it, the only state that does not have a native conifer of all 50 states. And so evergreens are going to be the plants that stress the first, because really none of them are native except, you know, our red cedar juniper. But, you know, the pines, the spruce, those are all non-natives. And those are the plants that just cannot take our combination of summer heat and summer drought and really withstand it for the long term.
So in the case of those conifers, what will be the outward signs that they are in fact stressing and will need attention, not just here and now, but well into the fall?
You know, that is really the $54,000 question, Eric, because unlike our deciduous trees, if they get under a little drought stress, you'll see a wilting, you'll see thinning of the leaf canopy, those type of things. But unfortunately, with our evergreens, they really show no symptoms until it's really too late. And by that, I mean the symptoms they're going to show are browning of the needles, dieback of the branches. But at that point in time, the plant is probably already toast. It's probably already gone. So that's why we need to be more proactive instead of reactive when it comes to watering our evergreens. Because if we're waiting till we see signs of drought stress, which may happen 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the road, it's too late. The plant's going to be dead.
So if you sense at all as a homeowner that your landscape evergreens have been put under stress, go ahead and water them even though they might look relatively healthy.
Exactly. That is exactly the talking point there. What I usually tell people, if the plant's probably 5 years or so younger, and if we haven't had a good soaking rain for 2, 3 weeks, probably those plants need to be soaked up. You know, if you're getting that 5, 10 years of age, here again, depending on the plant, you may be looking at every 3 weeks to a month. But definitely, if we don't have a good, deep soaking rain within a month, then probably every evergreen, maybe outside of the junipers, in your landscape needs some attention with a deep, thorough soaking of water.
Well, Dennis, beyond evergreens then, other plants that would fall into this same consideration as far as watering those into the fall?
Right. I think it all goes back to setting priorities. And I think the priority means investment. In other words, how long does it take to get that plant to a good size, or how easy or less expensive is it to replace? So here again, those young trees and shrubs that have been in the ground 3, 5 years or less, they would probably be the next category or tier of plants you would want to make that deep soaking watering on. And, you know, if it gets to push comes to shove with either water amount or the other factor that comes in, cost of water, if that gets to be an issue, then probably the things you need to let go or let stress are going to be the annual flowers, because those can be replaced next year. Mm-hmm. Some may even put the lawn in that category, because a lot of times our lawns can go dormant and survive a fairly good dry period and then respond and come back. So I think it's all about how long it takes for that plant to work for you in the landscape, and then what's it going to cost to replace if it does fail, prioritizing where the water goes in the landscape.
Dennis, it's a message that needs to be continually put out there, as it'll take a while to dig out of the droughty conditions. So we appreciate your comments. Many thanks.
Glad to help out, Eric.
Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent, with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.